Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. In the last hour, we had John Breeding, Ph.D., on talking about FDA links antidepressants with youth suicide risk. The original study showed that. We can talk about that subject if you'd like. I want to get into the dollar dropping against the euro some more, and the Ryerson, they claim, being discovered in some of the Senate office buildings. More and more people are learning about the Matrix database, the Echelon NSA control system at the state level. We'll get into that. Also, I want to go over some new developments of how your television is watching you. Everything we see in 1984 is now happening. Cameras in school bathrooms and showers, your cable television, your satellite television, tracking what you watch and what you do. Another headline here, after the Cold War, we need to build a new world order, is the Herald Tribune headline as they build their new world order. Kerry calls on Bush to settle questions on military record. Questions, Bush went AWOL. Kerry leads Bush in new poll. If they were to have the election right now, John Kerry would get 53% of the vote, Bush 46. So be afraid, be very afraid. The globalists might decide to carry out some terror attacks to get Bush's approval rating up a little bit higher so he can stand on top of rubble and talk about how he's our savior. But I don't know. They may put Kerry in there. He's skull and bones, too. Talk about two peas in a pot, or I should say two peas in a skull and bones coffin as they do their little rituals. So that's coming up as well. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. Brock in Canada, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to ask you about this white poison powder that has showed up and the anthrax scare of 2001. If you could get into that, I wonder how this ties in with what the globalists are setting up for the next move.
From all the evidence, it's totally clear, and I get into this in my two 9/11 films and in my book, it is totally clear that the U.S. government launched those anthrax attacks. Bush was on Cipro before the attacks even got launched with his cabinet. That's admitted. The most weaponized anthrax ever seen. They tried to burn Hatfield. It turned out he was innocent. We actually know the name of the individual who got in there and was dealing with the anthrax, and he was doing it under U.S. government control. So, of course, they won't go after him. And that's what's happening there. They're not even sure this is Ryerson right now. It could end up being Ryerson, but we have an FBI crime lab that has been caught framing hundreds and hundreds of people and putting out false reports, so we can't even believe that if they say it's real Ryerson. We know the last stuff was real anthrax because it killed a bunch of people.
Well, I wonder what they're trying to prove with this, like in with the anthrax, and if this is Ryerson, what are they? What's their goal?
Well, what did the anthrax do? It created fear, kept the hysteria going. During the anthrax attacks, when the Capitol was part shut down, they passed Patriot Act 1. It just creates a lot of hysteria and fear in Washington and scares the Congress into going along.
Okay, and I was going to ask the tie-in with Oklahoma City, what they were trying to prove and what the next move is. Is it just bottom line to get the populace into tyranny and enslavement so that they can be pushed around at will?
Well, that's it. The globalists couldn't get their anti-terrorism bill, which was basically another Patriot Act, passed in 95 and 94. So there's a big Oklahoma City bombing. Suddenly it passes. The anti-terror funding gets doubled. They start taking more of our liberties. And so it's a progression. They take more rights. They get more funding. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from West Virginia to Colorado, from Texas to Rhode Island to New York to California. We're on the air on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 or 9320, pick your frequency, or you can simply tune in at night at 5.085 or 6890. Again, thank you for joining us. Coming up, Marcello, Kevin, Mike, John, and many others that are holding. I want to go through your calls quickly. Then I want to get into some of the Big Brother news, some of the news on the global front as quickly as possible, and also what's happening with the election. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Marcello in Canada. Another call from Canada. Welcome, Marcello.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, I'm calling about the antidepressant drugs. You see, I'm a distributor for an essential oil company, and we get these training tapes every month. And on one of them, there is a speaker, Anne Blakely. She spoke at one of their annual conferences, and she's an antidepressant drug activist, you know, against it. And she detailed about how they cause what she called dissociative episodes. And, in fact, she was a witness at trials for these drugs, and including Columbine incident. And she talked about how one of the kids there, his records were sealed. They weren't even allowed to discuss what he was on. And, you know, that these drugs are very bad news.
Well, I mean, when I said that every case of a mother drowning her children or somebody walking into a Baptist church or Jewish center shooting people, or Malvo and the other supposed sniper, Muhammad, in every case I've seen, they're on these drugs, on multiple drugs in many cases. And it puts you into a mesmerized, as you said, a disassociative state where you're sleepwalking around. And, you know, that's why women get very promiscuous, on these drugs. They might be in a great mood. They might be in a bad mood. Men get the same way. People just drive off, you know, the edge of a bridge, just not paying attention. It totally puts you into a mind control state. And now tens of millions of people are on and off these drugs at any one time. 6 million school children on Ritalin alone. And it's just horrible. And again, it's hidden in plain view. And then they'll raid your house with guys in black uniforms and ski masks and knock down your door looking for methamphetamine. That's the exact same thing.
Right. You know, she might make a good guest on your show one day.
No, I know who she is. I ought to have her on. I've had a lot of medical doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists on, and a lot of people are starting to wake up to this, Marcello.
Would you like me to send you a copy of the tape?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Kevin in Boston. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I ordered, I've got four of your movies. I just ordered Gulag USA and Painful Deception, just so that when I'm showing people, I was looking for something to go along with yours that is from a voice other than yours, and I'm looking forward to those. But comments on the Gibson film and Paul Harvey's comments you mentioned, that was wonderful. Because I read that article as well, and I liked Paul Harvey mentioned there's no way he's an anti-Semite. He said he, as a Christian, grew up in a Jewish neighborhood, and he said he developed a lot of his concepts of faith and his passion for faith through those the neighborhood and his Jewish influence on him, and he says he loves the Jewish people, and he doesn't feel this film is of any
well,
way.
Well, I've talked to a bunch of people who have seen The Passion, and they just can't figure out why the ADL and Simon Wiesenthal Center and others are attacking it, and I'll tell you why. Same reason they're attacking getting the Ten Commandments out of Alabama, because the Pharisees broke with what Moses had taught and went in when they went into captivity in Babylon, and they came out occultic And so what Christians have done and what Christ did was go back. Actually, that's what Christ said, is I'm here to fulfill the commandments, fulfill the Old Testament, bringing that back. And he told the Pharisees, you're a bunch of devils. And so that's what the New World Order is. That's why evil people, regardless of what race they are, hate the Bible, hate the information there, and that's why they're attacking Mel Gibson. Look, the Simon Wiesenthal Center will endorse Arnold Schwarzenegger, an admitted hater of blacks, Jews, everybody else, and then at the very same time attack Mel Gibson. And so, look, they'll attack Steve Voss, who has songs about America coming together. Anything wholesome, anything good, they try to attack it. Anything that's truly Nazi-like, they defend.
Well, they had that nice Super Bowl halftime show, which they'll defend. They did, CBS will issue a statement denying that they had anything to do with it, even though they can prove that they did. And, you know, CBS lied about the news.
MTV bragged days before that it was all staged. Then they tried to take it off their website. Absolutely.
They had a caller just ask what reason for these ricin attacks, these anthrax attacks. And I know one of the things I read elsewhere is about these factions within the Illuminati. They have that agenda for globalism they're all pushing, but they're fighting for power amongst each other. And some of these hits are against each other. You know, they'll roll it out for the terror effects, but also to send a message and retaliate between, you know, whether it's the European bankers or whether it's the neocon, you know, totally Bush group only, you know, amongst themselves, for which, whether it's going to be more Europe, more American business interest. And one thing that this group of talking about these factions was opting, they were saying Bush's space program announcement may be an opportunity for him to bring out some of their secret technology that they've black budgeted or already developed. So it may not cost all that much money, but they just may pull out some of these new high-tech weapons and pretend
that
they've done something.
They already have the X-ray lasers and the nukes and the particle beams in space. They already have space planes. That's admitted. And exactly, they're going to get now $600 billion over the next 20 years for the new space program, and that's going to be used to be funneled into black budget projects. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Great points, Kevin. Let's talk to, oh, who's up next here? Mike in Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Hey, I'm just a first-time caller. I just got online with the broadband ad, and I just wanted to call and thank you for everything you're doing here. My buddy turned me on to you, and ever since then, I've been trying to listen to you on them little shortwave radios, and they're just impossible to get it in. So I finally got online, and I'm just calling to say thanks. And also, I didn't get to hear too much about the John Kerry and the Skull and Bones. I just wanted to go over that real quick.
Sure. Thanks for the call, and it's good to have you on board, Mike. At Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, there's a banner there at Prison Planet, and it says Skull and Bones Election. And it's got some really good London Telegraph articles about John Kerry and Bush and the satanic rituals and the devil worship and how the CIA is run by Skull and Bones and the presidency and how it's all completely staged. This election is staged, folks. We have, for the first time, two Skull and Bones members running against each other. And a lot of you want to defend Howard Dean. Howard Dean is under attack because he's not their pick of the litter, but he's still from the same litter. He wants a national ID card, wants to track and trace what you do. He wants gun control. I mean, he's the same thing. He's just not the anointed one right now. So I'm saying you're going to see George W. Bush or John Forbes Kerry in the White House. And again, if things don't go right for the globalists, they've got their electronic voting machines put in that are admittedly run by the CIA. And we, of course, have some articles. Now is as good a time as any to cover these. Kerry calls on Bush to settle questions on military record. And this is out of the Associated Press. Democratic presidential frontrunner John F. Kerry, who has turned his decorated Vietnam War service into a theme of his campaign, said yesterday that President Bush and the U.S. military should settle questions raised recently by Kerry allies about whether Bush completed his military service requirements of the Texas Air National Guard in the 1970s. Well, at Infowars.com and ThePowerHour.com and others have it posted. We have the actual discharge documents, his service record. He went AWOL for 2 years, about a year and about 11/12. I mean, it's almost 2 years. He washed up. He wouldn't take the drug test. He wouldn't take flight exams. Anybody else would have been court-martialed. Okay, he was down there in the Caviar Silver Spoon Regiment in Houston. And so Kerry doesn't need to ask the question. He knows, okay? Kerry leads Bush in new poll, CNN. Senator John Kerry, the front-runner among Democrats, vying for their party's presidential nomination, leads President Bush in the head-to-head matchup, according to the CNN USA Today Gallup poll released Monday. Senator John Edwards of North Carolina and retired General Wesley Clark also emerged as formidable opponents, according to hypothetical matchups in the poll, which found a deadline, a decline in Bush's approval numbers. The poll, based on interviews of 1,001 adult members of America, included 562 likely voters, was conducted in the days after the New Hampshire primary. And they found that 53% say they'll vote for Kerry, 46% for Bush. Well, do what Bill Clinton did, Bush. Just blow up a federal building. Oh, you did. You were involved in that too, weren't you, your daddy? Running the CIA still to this day. But that's how it works. So be afraid, be very afraid. If Bush can stand on some smoking rubble and talk about how tough he is and tell us how he's going to get the bad guys on a bullhorn, we'll all learn to worship him again.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving. Equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven. Physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
All right, callers, John and Michael and Ralph and others, I'll have to get to you in the next segment because I need to get into some of this police state and New World Order news. Then we've got Colonel Roberts in the next hour to talk about these new developments concerning the ATF surveillance tapes, sting tapes of the Ryder truck going off and multiple individuals and how Congress has had a copy of this. And so we'll get his take on what J.D. Cash was saying yesterday in the third hour. Continue with your calls. I remember 5-6 years ago warning people that the new digital cable boxes had microphones in them. I have the owner's manuals for these, by the way. and that they can listen to you, and that they track everything you watch and build detailed psychological breakdowns on you. Every national commercial TV show has different psychological scores. Every part of the program has psychological scores. And off this, how long you watch, what you watch, they build the most detailed psychological pictures you can imagine on you. So Big Brother isn't just watching you physically. Big Brother's looking into your mind. And they can also use it audio-wise to listen to you. And last year, Television Week came out, big industry publication, and said, yeah, Homeland Security's listening to you over your cable boxes. And most satellite systems, you have a phone line so you can get pay-per-view hooked into the system that comes along with the satellite system. They're doing the same thing. I told you that OnStar is being used by Homeland Security and the FBI to listen to you. That's a cell phone in the car, and it listens to you. You can turn your car off and track you as well. And people didn't believe it, and now it's come out in the mainstream news, and a federal judge said they can't do it, but they don't care. They're continuing it. Well, I also have been told by cable operators that I know, because I have a lot of listeners that work for the cable and satellite companies, that TiVo, and TiVo's not the only one. There's lots of these systems that you can pause and rewind live television. Well, this is from, a release by PR Newswire by TiVo. TiVo's are very proud of themselves. So this is what they have to say about it. Just plain as day, right out in the open, publicly admitting it. And again, in 1984, Winston is watched by the telescreens. It listens to him. In 1984, there's cameras in the bathrooms. Hundreds of school districts now have cameras in the bathrooms. State rest stops have cameras in the stalls. This is Associated Press, and it's totally normal and totally good. But they just arrested some pervert up in Round Rock who owned a gym who was videotaping women in the dressing room, the owner. And he's going to get, 50-something years in prison, which is good. But see, it's bad when a pervert does it. When the government does it, it's good. You start to understand how this works. Now, they put cameras in your 12-year-old daughter's showers at your middle school, and it's a good thing. That's, again, Associated Press. But it's bad when a pervert does it. No, the government's all a bunch of perverts. You make me sick. It's bad when you do it, or bad when some pervert does it. And this is how they sneak it in. Somebody would read this article and wouldn't even get the import of it. Okay, this is PR Newswire, and this is put out by TiVo. Satellite interviews available with TiVo president to discuss Super Bowl highs, lows, whatever that means. So there's a TiVo president saying, hey, you want to have us on your national news show to talk about how wonderful this is? Have us on. So this is from them. Okay, from them. PR Newswire. Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson topped the show during Sunday Super Bowl, attracting almost twice as many viewers as the most thrilling moments on the field. According to an annual measurement of the second-by-second viewership in TiVo households, second-by-second tracking, the Jackson-Timberlake moment drew the biggest spike in audience reaction TiVo has ever measured. TiVo said viewership spiked up 180% as hundreds of thousands of households used TiVo's unique capabilities to pause and replay live television to view the incident again and again. Overall, the halftime extravaganza and the powerful grip of the viewers, according to TiVo's analysis of aggregated data from the anonymous sample. Notice they say anonymous. See, it's anonymous. Our computers all are sampling over your cable box what you're doing, but it's anonymous. No, it's not. Sample of 20,000 households, viewership of the game's intermission increased by 12% compared to last year's halftime show. So the main article's, everybody was wanting to see Janet Jackson over and over again, but the real story's buried there, that they're tracking what you're doing. Just another example. By the way, I was in the gym yesterday, picked up a fishing magazine, and wait until I hear, until I'll tell you what was in this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Attend the world's biggest UFO event from the comfort of your own home. Live on the internet, February 14th. The 13th Annual International UFO Congress is broadcasting the full last day of their week-long event. This features five researchers with stunning photos, some never before shown in public. See it all from your computer in streaming video. Guest speakers include Michael Horn. He'll tell us about Edward Billy Meyer from Switzerland, who's taken some of the clearest photos of ET aircrafts in recorded history. Dr. Norman Berggren joins us to discuss the probability of other life in the universe, providing remarkable photos from Voyager and the Apollo space missions that suggest we are not alone. And Santiago Garza will present two recent cases in England, including video footage that intrigued the entire country. These credible guests are just the tip of the iceberg. No X-Files or Twilight Zone here. This is the real deal. Catch a glimpse of the 13th annual week-long UFO Congress as it concludes on February 14th live on the internet. For more information on this first-time ever event, go to www.openhearings.com. That's www.openhearings.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Back from 9 to midnight Central. We're here live, folks. And I know we've got a bunch of callers that are patiently holding. And we'll get to those calls coming up here in just a few minutes. And do we have Debbie? Okay, well, will you get her for me? Thank you. Again, folks, I was going over TiVo, monitoring what you watch, how much you rewind live TV, what you're doing, what your viewing habits are, and then telling the world about it. And you have your digital cable boxes with the microphones in them. Admittedly, the government can tap right into it and listen to what's going on in your house. And the point is, they just announced this out in the open. And so I'm going to the gym yesterday, and I sit there on the exercise bike, and I go get a magazine off the rack, and it's Outdoor Life, November 2003 issue. And I turn to page 18, and it says, beep, beep, you're busted. And you guessed it, trackable microchips. We'll tell you about that coming up here in just a few minutes after we get to some more of your calls and how that integrates in with this CNN Law Center article, Student Wins Battle Against Plagiarism Detection Requirement. Now, understand, the headline has nothing to do with the bigger issues involved. You read into the meat of the article, all over the country, I remember hearing about this years ago, public school children from elementary right through 12th grade have to post into a government paid for indexed what they're writing, what they're doing, and then that's looked at by the government. And, quote, it's to detect if you're plagiarizing. No, they admit that now they're wanting to know about mommy and daddy. They have, in most of the public schools, by the eighth grade, you write a journal on your parents and your life. And don't worry, it's your private journal. Your parents can't see you and can't see what you're writing, but it goes on this internet database. And so that's right out in the open. I mean, this is light years worse than 1984. Why are we putting up with it? Let's go ahead and take some calls. John in Florida, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
You know, I always applaud your programming and admire your Herculean strengths and ability to put out as much as you do, but I need to make a constructive criticism, so I hope you accept this. All morning you've been saying ricin. You are mispronouncing the word is ricin. You're putting an extra vowel in there after
the I. Well, listen, I butcher words all the
time. Okay, but I hear your audience also passing it on, so I just don't want to see misinformation disseminated.
Well, I know I'm mispronouncing it. I have trouble pronouncing it. I have a problem with some words. I can read well, but I sometimes have trouble pronouncing. How do I pronounce it right again?
Ricin. R-I-C-I-N. You've been inserting an A after the I. Don't do that.
Now, ricin.
Yes, sir.
You're right. That is how you're supposed to pronounce it.
Because, you know, everybody's just going to pick it up and pass it around, and then they're going to be saying one thing where, you know, they're not really aware of what they're saying.
Okay, well, thank you. Anything else?
You know, can I just say something about the OnStar, since you were talking about it? There's a, you know, an ad going around now that I've heard, I think, on the car radio. And, of course, you know, these are all actors and actresses, people that are reading from script. I doubt that any of these are real incidents. But the latest one is a lady's gone to the restroom, and she drops her car keys in the commode, and she has to call OnStar because she's too afraid to stick her hand down in the commode.
Well, that's the point. That's
crazy.
Exactly what, and I've actually heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, these ads are all over talk radio, all over normal radio, you know, regular music radio, and it's you know, basically, will you hold my hand?
Yeah,
how
exactly.
Do I wipe my nose?
Exactly.
Oh, I dropped them in the toilet bowl. What do I do? And so this is training us. We're the all-seeing, loving Big Brother. I see articles every week where Big Brother's helping. Big Brother wasn't so bad. Big Brother's going to look out for us.
Yep. Well, thanks for hearing me on this. Okay,
you bet. I really do appreciate that information from you. Yes, ricin, not ricin. I believe they call it ricin poisoning, though, for some reason. I know I've heard that term ricin on the news. Perhaps they're getting it wrong, but I believe it's called ricin poisoning, and ricin is the toxic chemical. But again, folks, yes, I mispronounced it. You're correct. I do that all the time, by the way, quite a bit, especially when I'm reading Russian names or Chinese names. I apologize. Or Muslim names. Well, those are even harder. Let's go ahead now and talk to Michael in Kentucky. Michael, go ahead. Good to have you on with us, Michael, here on the show today. Okay, he's not at his radio. Ralph in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Fine.
I was just hearing earlier about they're talking about these mind control drugs. I have a wife that suffers illness, and I feel that these mind control drugs just worsen the mind instead of help it.
Well, the psychotropics are a mixture of methamphetamine.
Oh, yeah.
And basically LSD.
Yeah, I know. I've studied them, sir. Last time my wife was in a facility in Chattanooga, I talked to the doctor there, and you know, it's kind of would be impossible for a woman with a chemical imbalance who has a mania problem at times to go into a schizoid problem. Like I say, I feel most of these doctors need to realize all they're doing is they're pretty much burying themselves, just burying themselves into more lies and lying to the
public.
Well,
what's happening, Ralph, is the industry of the big pharmacological military-industrial complex owns much of the media, owns and funds the American Medical Association and others, and so they set the policies, and the doctors carry it out, and the globalists run these TV ads, call your doctor, demand Prozac, and so the doctors give the people what they want. So it's not just the doctors.
Yeah, the companies too, your rich men of the world. Also.
Well, it's more than that. The globalists print the money. This is about control, getting us all drugged, just like Brave New World.
Oh, yeah. And according to Iron Mountain report, it's like they're going to make it where if you're not a citizen of the world then you're a normal person, you will be considered insane. And the ones that say that they're world citizens who are insane, actually, will be considered sane.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Look, the official Department of Education documents, the official Pentagon documents, this stuff's all public. They want to break the family up, dumb you down, get you on drugs. They've taken Brave New World in 1984 and meshed the two. By the way, Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, 1934, he gave a speech in 1961 that we've aired in its entirety at Berkeley. He gave the speech just months before he died. And he said, look, I wrote this book because my brother was a top eugenics expert, later became the first Secretary General of UNESCO at the UN that Bush just signed back onto, by the way, who publicly called for eugenics and sterilizing people and forced drugging. He said, my brother is an expert on this. Everything I'm saying in this book is what I think we're going to have by 2000. George Orwell, whose real last name was Blair, fought for the empire, fought for the communists, then figured out both sides were controlled by the same elite, worked for the BBC. He wrote 1984, and he gave speeches that he thought this is what the world would be like by 1984. Well, it just got here a little bit late, folks. So when you look at Brave New World with the cloning and the selecting babies in the womb and the eugenics and forced drugging and all of this and breaking up the family, when you look at 1984 with cameras in the bathrooms, and the 1984 begins with a black helicopter flying over the city and looking through people's windows, scanning through their walls. Now that's happening. Okay, so, you know, how did they, ooh, are they psychic? Ooh, you know, a book written in 34, a book written in 48. Because they were working for the New World Order. Huxley said this, went public, and was dead a few months later. Orwell died with strange circumstances. Okay, he was a top presenter and writer for BBC. None of this stuff's made up. This is their plan. He'd been in Soviet-controlled areas. He knew what they would do. This, you know, this stuff's happened before, is what I'm trying to say. Before I go back to calls, Michael and John and others that are holding, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I read the article where your TiVo cable box is tracking and watching everything you do and reporting it back to the government. Well, I sit down at the exercise bike and pick up Outdoor Life, November 2003 issue, and I'm flipping through it, and I flip to page 18, and it says, beep, beep, you're busted. It's the size of a grain of rice, and once inserted into the fish, it's undetectable. But this tiny chip is the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission's newest tool to combat poachers. Poachers use hidden traps with specially designed pop-up buoys. Once they get the fish on board, they claim the fish were caught in illegal areas. But FWC officers have become highly proficient at locating these traps. Once they do, they pull the traps and insert data chips into some of the illegally taken fish. The chip records the time, the GPS coordinates, and after that, all the officers have to do is to be at the fish house when the boat's unloaded. When you wave a special battery-powered wand over the chip fish, it beeps, says FWC Lieutenant Bruce Cooper. The first time we did that, you should have seen the poacher's jaws drop. One poacher busted by the chip was fined $40,000. The beauty of the chip, Cooper says, is that poachers never saw it before in there. All they can do is wait for the beep. but by then it's too late. They're busting. Now, it shows the chip, and it is about the size of a white grain of rice. Older generation, Applied Digital is much smaller now. They have even smaller chips. It's RFID, satellite track system. Walmart's already putting it in most of their products. It's going in everywhere else. It tracks it from the factory to the warehouse to the store to your house to the landfill with a record of how you bought it and what you did with it. And even if you try to pay cash, they are going to come in with a new national sales tax, which means you have to swipe your card at point of sale. That then is scanned onto all your items. This is the admitted federal plan I read years ago. I can't open up a magazine. I mean, I was reading this magazine, Outdoor Life. Deer Rifles, week-by-week guide to hunting the rut. I stepped into a black bear's death trap. I'm thinking, man, I'm going to enjoy this, kind of divert myself for a few minutes. There's Prozac ads running on the big TVs around me. Oprah Winfrey, you know, and that idiot Mari Povich breaking up people's families. Propaganda all around me. Teenage girls dressed like prostitutes working out everywhere. You know, the whole breakdown of society. And I'm sitting here in this Orwellian Brave New System, and I just flip it open and beep, you're busted. Sounds great, doesn't it? I got stacks of these today. Just stacks of them. Stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of these articles. And student wins battle against plagiarism detection requirement. All over the country, I remember 6-7 years ago, accelerated in the last two, I would see news articles and I would talk to students how for English class or history, they go to computer terminals, Al Gore's initiative. And they have to write their articles, even if they write them at home, they have to stick their disk in and it's loaded into the database. And, oh, we have an anti-plagiarism system that looks at it. And also we read the articles, the principal does, to make sure keyword, if, you know, they can search thousands of articles in a second. If the word guns in there, you're arrested, kicked out of school. They say they want you to go to a psychiatrist. You know, they tell you to write a fiction story. I mean, all my stories had guns in them, it seemed. You get kicked out of school. You've all heard the stories. Again, Brave New World, 1984. Everything your student's writing being looked at by the government. That's the Soviet Union. After refusing to submit his classwork to a plagiarism detection website, a 19-year-old sophomore has become the first college student to challenge university policy on the issue and win. The Senate Committee of McGill University in Montreal, this is Canada, said last Tuesday that with sophomore Jesse Rosenfeld, who argued that he should not be required to submit his essays to TurnItIn.com, a website that verifies originality by comparing documents to thousands of others. And again, these are government fronts, folks. They have government sites that do this, too. Through the ruling was a boon to student organizations across Canada and the United States who have protested use of the plagiarism detection site. And it goes into how all over the Western world, high schools, colleges, whatever you write, goes into this. And they also have keyword software at the public schools where they look for words, guns or violence or drugs. See, now you can't write about drugs. You can't write about guns. Because we have a zero-tolerance policy, you can't use the word gun. See, training a whole generation. In the lunchrooms, they thumb scan in thousands of school districts to get their lunches. No cash allowed. Getting them into the database. A record of what you eat. CPS is called if your parents don't put the money in each month into the account. The children are, there's cameras everywhere. The doors automatically, magnetically lock inside the classrooms. There's cameras in the bathrooms. Cameras in the schools, classrooms. There's police in black uniforms searching the children. Police dogs jumping on them, searching them, searching their vehicles. It's a prison. It's a prison. And what you write is looked at by the school administrators and passed on to the police. Everything is run through filter programs looking for keywords. Your cable box is watching you and listening to you and tracking you, and your OnStars listening to you, and they're going around putting microchips in fish to track them, and it's into everything, everywhere, just chipping and chipping and chipping and chipping, total control. Then I got articles here where they admit the new matrix system already in place in most states. It's not 9 states or 20 states. It's echelon, folks. The word matrix is new, but not the program. That's how they confuse you. Divorce records, directory service, what phone numbers you called wanting, your phone records, your divorce records, how much money's in the bank, where you live, where you work. Everything about you. No more warrants, no more freedom, no more nothing. And it's to be used for all common crimes. And folks, it's worse than 1984. The control grid, the slavery's worse. It's just they're not running out and arresting everyone right now. They're doing it incrementally and assassinating patriot leaders and grabbing their homes and sicking the IRS on them. Just trying to dumb you down to accept it. You turn television on, torture's good. Secret arrest is good. You know, they're just getting everybody ready for this, preparing you. But the good news is people aren't buying it. I've never seen such an awakening to what these pieces of filth are doing. So I want you to wake up to the full horror, folks. We'll come back and we'll go to Michael and John and others. I'll also plug my videos, key tools in the InfoWars, so get ready for that.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, when I read that fish story of putting the microchips in the fish to track them and then to track poachers, you see, it's always for a good reason. Well, we're putting cameras in the school bathrooms because fights happen in there or drug dealing. So, see, cameras are good. See, Big Brother said cameras were good, too, in 1984 to keep you safe from the terrorists. Now, that it turned out in the book were actually the government blowing stuff up to create fear. you know, it's like here in Austin, they're putting up cameras now in the parks and on adjoining private property and on rural roads. It said, well, we're putting them up in the woods all over the U.S. and all over England and Canada to stop dumpers. So now we've got to put cameras up in the woods in the middle of nowhere with microphones. See, everywhere we must watch you. We're the government. But then you got to realize all the crimes this government's committed, all the bad things they've done, how evil people gravitate to government. Then you see how insane it is. Colonel Craig Roberts is coming up the next hour to talk about Oklahoma City and some of the new developments there and kind of a controversy of, you know, what he thinks about J.D. Cash and what he's saying. And so you don't want to miss that. And Michael and Henry and everybody else that's Kirk and Johnny and Martin, everybody else will get to your calls. I just briefly want to encourage all listeners to stop procrastinating, to get involved in the info war. And one of the best ways to do that is my documentary films. I've made 10 of them. If you don't get them and make copies and get them out to people, no one's going to see them, and they're not going to have the effect they were designed to have. And believe me, 90% of those that see the films, 90% are waking up. They're incredible tools, very well produced. And the latest video is Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Roberts, myself, getting into the New World Order and solutions and how to fight them and what they're up to. Just a great new film, indescribable. Throwing the Patriot Act out in Austin, Texas. Police State 3 is 2 hours and 40 minutes, a total tour de force. There's my 9/11 films, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Stop procrastinating. We also carry other authors' books, other videos, pro-gun t-shirts, a lot of other great information warfare items at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or simply call toll-free to get the videos or books at 1-888-253-3139. Again, folks, get the videos, make copies, put them on Access TV, get them out to opinion makers. I want to thank those that have gotten the films. If you've gotten them and haven't made copies, please do so. 1-888-253-3139. You got to see them to believe them. We've really caught the globalists with their pants down in these films. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the films are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more, so take advantage of that. Okay, we'll come back, go to your calls, go to Colonel Roberts, then get into these mainstream news articles where world leaders are calling for a new world order yet again. We'll also get into the new developments on the Matrix system. U.S. may help Chinese biowarfare labs. That's Bush's latest outrage. Bush is continuing to cut Taiwan loose to Red China as well. A totally jam-packed third hour, straight ahead. Stay the course. We'll be back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.